Tony Abbott has been fairly active since being booted from the top job last year. He likes giving his opinion and has been vocal on terrorism, Islam and immigration, and has freely admitted he has much still to offer public life. So when the federal election comes later this year, he'll be contesting the seat of Warringah, but will he simply walk back into office? Not if Marie Rowland has anything to do with it. She's a new candidate for the seat of Warringah from the Nick Xenophon team, a psychologist and therapist. Maybe she can offer the people of Warringah something different that former PM Tony Abbott cannot. She joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Marie. How are you doing?
Hello, Mitch. Good morning.
So just first off, how does it feel to be a woman running for Warringah, which hasn't had a female representative since the seat was established back in 1922?
Well, that is quite a phenomenon, isn't it? I think it's very exciting. But I would really like to emphasise the fact that while it is terrific that it's a woman, and while I hope this sets an example, especially for young women, I think the most important thing is trying to find the best candidate for the job. And I think that's what I'm more interested in. I would like to think that I am a better fit for Warringah than what our current member is.
Yes, let's talk about that. What are some big issues that the people of Warringah face at the moment, in your opinion?
Well, it's really interesting that you ask that, because we've been doing a lot of community consultation in the last few weeks and months. And what we've discovered that, I mean, it's pretty much the same across the board, but, you know, as every seat would have their particular local issues. And for us, it is absolutely schools and education. And, you know, we have wonderful primary schools in our electorate, but when it comes to high schools, actually finding enough high schools for our children to go to is actually posing a little bit of a problem. So that's something that we're very interested in. I work in the area of mental health care. I'm frontline as far as that's concerned. Mm-hmm. And for me, that is extremely important. And what we're finding is that we need more help, we need more services, more resources with regards to community care. Warringah does have an aging population as well. And so we need to really look at solutions for healthcare options in that particular for older people, so that they can decide how they want to live their last days. Do they want to go into a home? Do they want to go into, do they want to stay at home? So these types of issues with regards to palliative care, these are going to be really vital issues for Warringah.
Yeah, and the Nick Xenophon team is sort of billing itself as an alternative to the two-party system. So what do you and the party offer as a sort of difference for people who are a bit disillusioned with voting Labor or just Liberal every time?
Well, you know, that is a fantastic question. And when you use the word disillusioned, I think that's exactly what it's about. I know for me, for instance, I actually had become quite disillusioned with politics. I thought the two-party system was not working. It certainly wasn't effectively working for Australians. It had become very inward-looking. It had, you know, it was very self-interested. I mean, one of the major policies that we have is government transparency and accountability. And I really do think Australians on either side of the divide felt incredibly disappointed with what was going on with Canberra and the way that they really disrespected the Australian people. There was this real sort of lack of duty of care towards us. So I think that when Nick Xenophon has always been a maverick senator, he's always been somebody out there who has spoken from a view of common sense and fair-mindedness. And this is across the board. You know, over my holidays, I've been sort of speaking to lots of people, not just within Warringah, but from a, you know, sort of up the coast. And the prevailing sentiment when it came to Nick was that he is a man that speaks his mind. He has a very compassionate and a very sort of fair way of dealing with issues on an issue-by-issue basis. We do come from a very much a centrist point of view. And I think with that said, it is about common sense politics. It's about fair-minded politics. So we are not going to, you know, sit on the left, or we're not going to sit on the right. We're not going to be ideologically driven. What we're interested in is in ideas. We're looking at issues or examining issues on a case-by-case basis and looking at the merits of that of of those issues. And I think that's exactly what Nick has done all throughout his political life. He's not aligned himself with any type of doctrine or thinking. And I think that's really how Australians and sort of people in general live their lives. You know, it's a bit of a pick and mix kind of culture that we have. I like these ideas from this particular group. Not so sure about some of their other ideas, but hey, this is, and I like this from there. So I think what the Xenophon group does actually bring is a much more well-rounded point of view to the discussion.
All right, Marie. And of course, obviously going up against the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, he's quite, still a popular figure to some Australians out there. How do you like your chances come the federal election later this year?
I rate my chances I can't say it's pretty high or really high. But what I can tell you, Mitch, is that in the last couple of days, we've had lots of coverage. We've had lots of media that have been interested in it. And as a result, the message has gone out and the response has been overwhelming. It really has been, and not just for sort of the obvious things like, hey, great, it's a woman that's going up against Tony Abbott. They're also looking a little bit deeper into exactly what we can bring to the story, what we can bring to the narrative for Warringah. And that for me has been so compelling. It has been so exciting to receive that type of support. And so, we are hopefully going to be marshalling as many troops as possible, getting people, doing the community consultation, getting the people out there to assist us on polling day, on pre-polling day. And as I said in my press conference, I may not be a triathlete, but I'm going to certainly give Tony a run for his money.
All right. Well, all the best. I'm sure we'll speak to you closer to the election. But Marie, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Mitch, lovely speaking to you too. I'd hope to speak to you again soon.
That is Marie Rowland, psychologist, counsellor, therapist, and also the newest member of the Nick Xenophon team standing for the seat of Warringah in the upcoming federal election later this year.